Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Pete McMurray in for Ro and Anna. Happy 4th of July. Kevin Powell just walked in the Allstate Skyline Studios. And you look over at the Wrigley Building. What do you see?
You see a giant American flag hanging on the south side, off the south side of the building. Wrigley Building is one of my favorite buildings in
my favorite building in Chicago.
I
love
it. You took a solid picture of that flag, by the way. I saw it on your social media. That looks really cool.
You put it on Insta? I put it on the Insta, man.
How come it didn't come up in my feed, man?
You got to check your feed. Refresh the feed.
Some filters that really brought out the colors of the flag.
No filters.
No.
No, I didn't use filters. I used the little edit features.
Yeah.
I'm getting...
John Williams, when did that flag go up? Friday?
Yeah, I want to say yes.
It was Friday because I was down here. I was on the rooftop at London House on Saturday, and the flag was there.
Okay, yeah. I didn't see it until Monday, so it must have gone up at some point Friday and I missed it.
I was going to take a picture, but I was driving.
I definitely am not the first and only person that's going to take a picture of this American flag and post it on Instagram.
Where do they keep that when it's not being used?
I don't know. You got to roll it up, too.
It's huge.
How many stories is that? 10?
2, 4.
I'll go 10.
10 stories.
10 stories.
That's how big that flag is on the side of the Wrigley Building. It's beautiful.
You want one of those 10-story flags? Order one of those, please.
Here, I'll take one of those. Yeah, who makes the flags?
These are questions I don't have answers
right.
to.
I hope it's in the United
States. I'm totally blowing it here with the American flag trivia.
I was talking about people trapped in their cars. I got a text from my brother, Johnny.
And
he mentioned trapped in your cars. We had nothing back in the day. He's got two boys, and they sit on their phones. I mean, you probably had videos when you were going through because you're younger than me, Kevin.
Like in road trips and things like that?
Yeah, road trips.
See, that's the thing. You guys always think us millennials like grew up with this super high-tech technology.
DVDs in the car. We had DVDs in the car.
No, we had a little TV, actually, like a real TV that we brought, and I don't know how.
Yeah, my dad rigged it one trip. He brought like this little 8-inch TV and somehow rigged it and put it in between the bucket seats and the minivan. But we didn't have one of the... We didn't have... like video screens that popped on or anything like that.
DVD players?
No, I didn't.
We didn't have cell phones either.
I didn't have cell phones
until
like my junior, senior of high school.
Oh, that's late. No, I had one.
How do you hook up a TV in your car?
Yes, my dad. He figured it out.
UHF, VHF. You remember that?
It was a VHS. We played video on it.
I played Nintendo 64 one road trip.
I loved Nintendo back in the day. The license plate game, do you ever play that?
Oh, yeah.
Padiddle.
My son, by the way, is sending me requests for Fortnite to approve.
Yeah.
To move to the next level.
The Fortnite.
He's sitting in the car right now driving to Michigan. It's like, come on, kid. Talk to your mother. I mean,
no kid's going to talk to their mother.
Early on, I remember this, when I was probably in second, third grade, I remember my mother was, she's super Catholic. We used to have to say the rosary when we'd start out and go on vacation.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
My grandma always gave me stuff to hang in my car. You know, grandma's very
cross,
Catholic, a cross or just
rosary,
sort of rosary or
something like that.
My mom still hides like religious things in my trunk when I'm cleaning it out. I'm like, what the heck is this?
Why do you hide it in your trunk?
Well, because she thinks I would take it out if I saw it, I guess.
She's secretly blessing your car before you go out on the roads.
Yeah, exactly.
We had a priest come over. He would bless our cars and he would bless our house. And then he would stay for dinner and drink wine.
That's great.
Yeah. When was the last time you had your house or car blessed by a priest? Maybe that's the problem.
I should probably do that.
312-981-7200. How do you fill your time in the cars on road trips back in the day? The license plate game we used to play? Alphabet game?
Was that license plate game where you just try to find different states of license plates?
Yes, or you could do the alphabet on license plates, or you could expand it to do signs.
Billboards, yeah, anywhere you see that A. But you can't move on to B or C. You got to wait till you get the A first.
If you're in a big city, it's easy because the signs, they're just coming.
Yeah, you're trekking across Missouri.
Kevin's like, we never did this.
No,
we didn't do
any of
this. We just
had that small black and white TV.
Slug bug, and then you just you know, beat the we actually had brother
these
up.
These bingo cards, and they would be like, if you see a cow, you would slide it over and you'd yell out bingo.
Card.
Yeah, it's like this little thing you buy at the flea market. It's a bingo card with like these little like windows, and you'd slide them across when you saw that thing. If it was a stop sign, if it was, you know, a truck pulled off to the side of the road, and you try
no
to get
bingo. Idea what you're talking about.
I love being in studio with you, it's like Pete, because your face reactions to some of these comments
I'm just trying
are
to,
priceless.
So there's a bingo card with like a stop sign on it,
exactly,
and a cow.
So rather than like B4, B6, or whatever, it would be a card full of various things you might see on the road.
This totally makes sense. What do you not understand, Pete?
I get it now.
And the person who wins shouts bingo, and then they win the trip. Right?
How about the magnetic checkers? Do you ever do that? Anybody?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I didn't even know that was a thing.
Magnetic checkers. Have you ever played checkers?
Yeah, I'm really good at checkers. Okay. I can double them up real good.
And if you can get out of the state without one of them falling underneath the seats, that is actually
you're
the real winner.
It.
Yeah.
That's.
We played Uno, the card game.
Card games, they always get caught in between the seats. It would never work.
Yeah.
And you always were in a weird position. You're like kind of moving
sideways.
To your left.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know what I did on these road trips. I guess when you have three siblings and there's four of us in the car, we just kind of, I don't know, figure stuff out. You make fun of each other. You fight with each other. There's a lot of fighting in the car.
Remember, I come from a family of 12, so we
That's
took
true.
Two 12? Cars. And we had a station wagon, and nobody wore seatbelts, just for the record.
We had a station wagon, too. It was awesome.
I'm not kidding.
Did you have the bucket seat in the back that looked out backwards?
I always wanted to sit in that seat.
It was cool.
We had the two seats that looked at each other.
Oh, really?
You had the two small seats. You could see two people back there, and then you had that metal thing that you're supposed to put luggage on.
But you jump over?
We just used to put a kid on there and the luggage on top of the station wagon. Yes, definitely.
But, you guys get sick, though? I used to get car sick quite a bit.
My sister Mary, and I'm not kidding, threw up every time we drove to Wisconsin.
Ah, jeez.
Every single trip.
Ah, jeez.
We would drive a block and she would throw up. We'd have to stop the car and we'd have to clean it up. And it would smell like puke the entire way. Yeah. Drove me nuts. Crazy. 312-981-7200. Matt, you're on WGN. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. Hey, Kevin Violetta. Now, by the way, Kev, that was an amazing bro impression just now. Jeez. But I had Game Boy. I had the original, like, if you hit somebody with it, you could probably kill them, brick of a Game Boy.
Oh, yeah.
And I played Tetris and Super Mario World for hours.
Okay.
I guess that's what I should. Yeah, the Game Boys were huge. And there was a Sega one that you could play, too. We had a lot of that stuff.
That was after me. No,
Game Gear.
Sega Game Gear. Game Gear.
Sonic
now,
the Hedgehog.
That had a light.
Yeah.
My brother's had
them. The light is that it used up six batteries in like 2 hours. So instead of like 8 hours of continuous play, you had like 2.5, maybe. Now, the trick was, I used to go to Rochester, Minnesota 4 times a year for 14 years. So we always used to drive up. So like the first couple times, I'd look out the window and see everything. After that, it's like the exact same thing every single time. So I just played Game Boy all the way up and down. My mom loved it. Please note my sarcasm.
See, the thing is with Game Boy, because they were so big, you use them as objects when you fought. You would throw them at your brothers.
The original one, that's the one he was referring to. The big gray one that was like heavy. You could do curls with it.
Yep. Raul, you're on WGN. Go ahead.
Hey, how's it going? Just like the previous caller, we had I had a Game Boy that I shared with my brother. And we play that, and then when the batteries would die on that, we had our Sony Walkman. I don't know if you guys remember, there was a gray and yellow-looking one.
I had the yellow one.
So we did that, and then we also played the license plate game, and that's driving from Chicago to Texas back and forth. So Game Boy was a big thing back in my day.
The big deal for the Walkman for us, the CD Walkmans, was when they came out with the no-skip Walkmans. Because remember, you'd be in the car and you'd hit a bump and the CD would skip?
Right.
And then they came out with like the no-skip. And that was the huge deal because then you could listen to a song without it skipping every time your dad hit a pothole.
Do you remember the cassette ones that you could tie to your
belt?
Yeah,
that was before me.
They were huge, man.
Your belt? What like 10-year-old has a belt?
You know, you put on like your pant belt.
So right. You'd have to put them on your pant belt.
Oh, okay.
And go with your fanny pack, too.
Right.
Which are popular again,
that's
by the
like
way.
The dad look who dads who still use phone clips with for their smartphones.
Oh, my God. My dad's phone clip, when he retired it, I was like, thank God.
Why were fanny packs
amazing?
Why were fanny packs big in the late 80s, early 90s?
You tell us.
When you worked out, you would put your Walkman in there.
Exactly. You would.
So you say Walkman. I say Walkman. Is that
Walkman.
Wrong?
Walkman. I think I say Walkman.
Walkman?
It is a Walkman.
It's a big yellow deal. Yes.
You go, you would know better.
Remember the big yellow headphones that you could wear, and there's always a guy in the neighborhood mowing his lawn, and it was like a radio. It was like headphones, but it was a huge yellow and had an antenna.
Yeah.
And there was always a guy who was super sweaty mowing his lawn. And he always had that on. Probably listening to WGN.
Bare chested too.
Bare chested.
Bare chested.
Very hairy.
Can't you put on your shirt? Kristen. Kristen, you're on WGN. Hi.
Hi, I wanted to comment on exactly know what you're talking about. Whoever was talking about the magnetic game, the bingo game when you slide the door over the low slide. We played that.
Solid game.
Ryan, is she right? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. You see a cow, you slide it over, a horse, a semi, maybe a fire truck, a tree. Anyway, but I got a better story than that. Whoever mentioned about being doing the, this is telling our age, but having the station wagon.
Mm-hmm.
I can remember there were five of us kids, and my mother would put this, they were called a porta-crib. And today, Violetta and the young ones, they probably have no clue what that is, but it's very similar to a playpen. My mom could put this portable crib in the back of the station wagon and put my two baby brothers in there, and that's where they would ride. And the other three bigger kids would ride wherever.
Of course.
We were never seat-belted in.
Never.
Ever.
Mm-mm. Not at all.
And we would drive clear across the United States wherever we were going, and that's how we'd get there.
Right. Yeah. Just say make the sign of the cross. You're good to go. Thank you, Kristen.
Kids these days going all soft, using seatbelts.
Right. What is that all about? Baby seats?
My dad used to just ride with us on his lap, too. He'd be like, all right, you guys are fighting back there. One of you is coming to sit in front.
He's driving.
Yeah.
That was when my dad would let us sit in his lap for like the last two or three houses before we got there. You weren't really driving, but he'd kind of let you put your hands on the steering wheel.
Right.
We got pulled over once like that. I'm pretty sure they were like, yeah, just put her in the back. She's fine.
Thank you to the texter. 312-981-7200 is our phone line, also our text line. 815 area code just sent me a station wagon with the wood panels on the side.
That's what my parents had.
Thank you, Jim. Appreciate that.
Many camping road trips with old Woody, the old station wagon.
The worst was when you couldn't get out of the back seat and no one wanted to let you out.
If you were
all the way back.
Well, you had to jump over the seat.
Well, right.
I liked sitting in the back one because ours was the bucket seat that looked out back.
Yeah, that's what I'm
saying. Out the back window.
Yeah, but
people forgot about that you were back there.
I would
sit back there and not say a word for hours.
If it's 85 degrees, you're the last one to get the air conditioning.
I mean,
the
station wagon's going to be hot no matter what.
Well, I mean, if you're sitting in the way back and the sun's coming through.
That's some texters are also saying Mad Lips, which I remember those.
Mad you can Lips.
Never, yeah, oh, yeah. When you insert the word, but you can never read it in front of your parents because you want to make it funny. And
I love how nobody's remembered reading books or anything like that.
Do you remember reading it? Come on.
It was all like
nobody read books back in the day.
Those word pads where you had the cool marker.
McMurray's didn't read books. Come on.
Those word pads where you had the cool markers where you could like make words disappear and reappear.
Oh, like
I would write on my brother's arm. Yes. 312-981-7200. It's let's see. We got to do a traffic trouble spot here. I want to say hot spot.
They've branded it trouble spots for like the last 5 years.
All right.
Do what you want, Pete.
Traffic trouble hot spot is brought to you by the Illinois Department of Transportation. Work zones on Illinois roadways are becoming far too dangerous. Irresponsible driving is making conditions unsafe for both travelers and workers. We're all responsible. You can make a difference. Visit lifeordeathillinois.com. Here's Violetta. 720 WGN, Pete McMurray in for Ro and Anna, talking about how you pass the time in your car. A lot of people on the roads right now. The busiest time on the road, what time do you think it is? Violetta, you should know this.
I know. We, I think, are in the middle of it already.
Yeah, just look right at the times. Oh,
it's 4 to 6.
4 to 6. It's the worst. 4th of July holiday. How'd you pass the time in the car? Let's go to Mary Beth. Mary Beth, what do you got for us? Go ahead.
Yeah, I was, I'm a little older than you guys. Back in the 50s, my mom and dad had a Plymouth convertible. And when we would travel and it was really hot, my dad would keep the top up on it. And we would unzip the window in the back and lay it down.
Yep.
And one of us four kids would have the opportunity to lay in the boot of the car while we were driving along.
Sure.
That was back when there were, you know, bench seats in the front and bench in the back. And so we had plenty of room.
I miss the bench seats back in the day.
Yeah. Yeah.
You could drive along. Left hand on the wheel, your arm around your girl's shoulder. Just driving.
You got it.
That's nice.
Sitting right next to you.
I love it. Thank you, Mary Beth. Yeah. I mean, no seatbelts back in the day.
Uh-huh.
Carrie, you're on WGN. Hi.
Hi there. Hey, so what I remember most is, remember those little fun pads where you did have colors and dot to dots and you draw and you tick to toe?
Oh, yeah. So, like from one to two, you'd make like a star.
Yeah, so we always did those, or we'd have a little clipboard and draw, or we'd do our paper dolls. And then you said nobody was saying that they would read. I remember reading, but I was one of those dorky ones who would, like, was hoarding all the travel brochures when we'd stop at a rest stop.
Really?
So I'd spend the time, you know, reading about the museums and the hotels and all that kind of stuff.
Got it.
I'd get a headache when I read in the car.
Oh, really? You know what, though? If you got tired, you could take a nap because you weren't using seatbelts. And when you were in the station
wagon, you could lay down, yeah.
Get comfortable.
Stretch out, you know.
Bring your pillow. Yeah. It didn't matter.
Twin-size bed in the back, back seat.
Right.
Thank you, Carrie. Okay. Yeah. I forgot about that. You got to wear seatbelts now. You can't have a good night's sleep. Can't do that.
It's true. Makes it more difficult.
Marla, you're on WGN. Hi.
Hi. Yeah, you guys were talking about air conditioning to the Wayback area. We didn't have air conditioning in those cars. They weren't air conditioned back in the 60s.
No, you had no AC back in the day. Think about
no
that.
AC.
You had the manual windows, too.
Like manual windows.
Electric.
Wait,
yeah.
It didn't exist?
There was a great little vent window in the front that was always nice, but, oh, no, the Wayback, you were
sweating.
I don't remember being hot because it was great to best with the seat up on the window. And
manual windows, no air conditioning.
The back window did not open unless... So the fancier station wagons, that rear window would come down so your feet would be sticking out the back.
Right. I remember if you would pick up or borrow someone's mower or you had lumber in the back, you could open that back door on the station wagon and lay it down.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
and just, you know, the kids in back would hold the wood and you would just drive along.
We did a drive-in movie theater with the old station wagon.
Oh, sure.
Perfect for
that. Did that all the time.
Good times.
Love that. 312-981-7200. Thank you for all your phone calls. Ryan, you ready to do some news?
Yeah, sure.
Are you done watching the World Cup? Who's playing right now?
It's over now, yeah.
I don't know who to root for.
You're supposed to root for your roots, since there's no American team.
Well, I'm Lebanese with an Irish last name.
Not in there.
No? Okay. All right.
More than welcome to jump on the Sweden bandwagon. That's the way I'm going.
Maybe.